Do we know how many members we are supposed to have at, or is there a number established?
It is not a hard and fast number like most committees.
How many have been appointed?
What's that?
There's a fixed number that have been appointed.
Yes, there's a fixed number. Yeah. That wasn't what she asked, though.
But it gives the same answer.
And it gets to that answer. Yeah. So there's spots still that are available if somebody from, say, another person from comprehensive planning wants to be on it, or another citizen wants to be on it who has a compelling interest in it. At the moment, I think it's also in flux because there are some people who've been appointed who have resigned, or who have asked because of one reason or another can't come anymore and have asked to be taken off the committee. I believe at the moment there are 12 people on the committee.
Did you say there were three of them? Are slots still that they could fill?
Well, I mean, there's supposed to be two people from REDAC and two people from COMPS and two people from the Harbor Management Commission. And then the rest are all citizens representing different groups. Yeah. So there's only one person, I believe, on from COMPS at the moment, so there's certainly a spot for another. You know, I mean, so there are spots that are open.
So it's just those. I was thinking you said that there were some more citizen spots.
There certainly are citizen spots. If somebody has something that's of great value to the community, I'd love to see a couple of other people here. But we are already a large committee that is not necessarily going to be easy to continue to get, you know, everybody at a meeting.
Who was resigned?
Jim Kallick was on the Comprehensive Planning Committee as well as a member of the Rockland Port District, and he resigned. Lynn Barnhart was here as a citizen, and due to nothing concrete that I know, but she said she had personal reasons to resign. I would like to see somebody from the Rockland Port District. We had a discussion about it. I haven't been able to get in touch with Dan McNichol, who's on the Port District, who'd be a good person to have on the committee, too. So there are sort of slots that are not necessarily slots, but it would be good to get some more input from a different couple of different people.
You said there's three people resigned?
Two.
Two. Okay.
So just to reflect, there's 12 people that are appointed, and there are potentially three open spot. So is that 15 members? Is that sort of a...
Sure. That would be a maximum number, I would think. Yep.
Can you tell people what the Port District is?
The Port District, for anybody who doesn't know, is a semi-quasi-pseudo-governmental agency that has a charter that was formed in 1951, I think, when the city was asked by the state to put in a ferry service or help put in a ferry service to the islands. And with state money and some Port District money, they put together a board of directors who were elected every year who were responsible originally for the ferry service. They owned that piece of property near you, which eventually became the ferry terminal. They are there are three port authorities in the state of Maine, one in Portland, South Portland, one in Eastport, and we have a port district. Why it's a district and not a port authority, I'm not sure. They're responsible for maintaining the safe operation of commercial traffic in the city of Rockland. And they have now... they're responsible for the Lerman's Cove Marina where the schooners are inside, near the wastewater treatment plant. And that's their biggest operation. But that is a big chunk of the city right there, is a commercial dock for, windjammers. And so they're part of this discussion too, or should continue to be part of the discussion. So yes, there are potentially 15 people. And that brings up the question of quorum. Is quorum a hard and fast number, or is a quorum the number of people who are on the committee?
Yeah. It has to be the ones who were appointed. A quorum must be, have to be based upon the people who are actually appointed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, could it be, you know, one more than half the number of people who are appointed? Is that the...
Sounds about right. I mean, it's a majority, right? It represents a majority. So, if we say we have 12 who have actually been appointed, so that would make a quorum 7 at the moment.
Right.
So, that would be changed if other people were appointed.
I was just trying to find a wording for it that was flexible in case there were more people.
Are you counted in the 12?
Yes. Yes, I am appointed.
I wrote down that, so I just skipped a form on page, or a quorum on page 2. I just wrote down as a note to change that. So there's not going to be a specific number. We just say one more than half the number of people who are appointed, something like that. I'll polish it up a little bit, but if that works for everybody, then I'll just make that change.
It's good that it's timeless.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And I think,